The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fitidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50, and of course, for that, we have Pavlo Fitidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
Tell us, Pavlo, which business will you be featuring today, and why did you pick them?
Well, we're going to be featuring East Coast Bold, easy name to remember, and it's under the custodianship and stewardship of Salona and Sandhir Sugulam, who have become the second generation to build the business on the back of the incredibly hard work Salona's father initiated to start the business. And what they do is they manufacture boards, all sorts of boards, for tabletops, for doors, boards that are used in coffins, boards that are used in shop fitting, or it might have a melanine cover over it with different looks and colors and decorations. They're the manufacturers of that product, and they're the ones who imbue them with a whole variety of different colors, looks, and feels for decoration purposes or architectural purposes.
But tell me, what makes them special enough to be on the KZN Future 50?
Honestly, if we can create the environment to have, for example, Salona and Sandhir give up, both as qualified engineers, to enormous corporate jobs that they had serving corporate South Africa, and opt to join her father's business, where he started it, formerly employed selling wood across industry, and eventually, in order to try and build a better life for himself, his family, and his kids, decided to start a business selling wood, and eventually acquiring a small piece of machinery here, a small piece of machinery there, and building up a small business now with these two individuals, with their qualifications, with their corporate experience, coming into the business and building it to its next big level. If we can create generational businesses in South Africa, and we can create the environment to keep the kids of founders excited, interested, and invested in building the business of their parents to its next level, that's how we build multi-generational impact, wealth, prosperity, and everybody in the environment will benefit from it if we get it right.
So, Pavlo, tell us, where will East Coast Board be in 5 years' time?
Well, it's at the beginning phases of its, in my view, market dominance. You know, there are two big giants in the industry. This is a rising competitor. Sandhir took a crazy decision some time back to make an investment in a automatic melanine press. It's driven by computer technology. It is robotic in part, and it has the ability to create hundreds of different look and feel designs on it. It's something that would appeal strongly to any architect out there, or anyone who's involved in corporate or residential interiors. He has the true opportunity. They're the only people in the country who have this machine. So if you're an architect, what matters to you is creating something of significance that can be linked and associated to your name and brand. The same applies if you're an interior designer. And what are they always looking for? Something unique, something special, something different. The fact that they can manufacture to a specific idea, image, notion of what an architect or interior designer wants sets them apart. For them to build to the next level, they've got to resonate and appeal and enjoy attracting architects and interior designers into their business.
Well, you spoke about opportunities. How can KZN support East Coast Board?
Well, you know, it goes beyond this, because if you think of, let's say, two significant suppliers of furniture across KZN, you've got Mr. Price Home, obviously, and you've got Macro. And Mr. Price Home and Macro have their own manufacturing and design supply chain. So in effect, imagine any supplier to Mr. Price Home or Macro engaging with Macro and Mr. Price and saying to them, we would like to create a unique, distinctive look and feel of furniture for you. So we can set you apart from each other. We can set you apart from your competitors, like Lewis Stores and the many other retailers out there. And with that, we're going to bring one of our suppliers on board. They invite Sandhir to come on board, who works with the designer and manufacturer of the furniture, to then give the retailer a unique range of furniture opportunities. And the benefit for the retailer is they then have something that's different to their competitors, and something that allows them to make a little bit more margin because of the point of difference.
There we go. Pavlo Fitidis from Auric this morning, joining us for KZN Future 50. And thank you for joining us. If you want to get involved in the KZN Future 50, go to ecr.co.za and you can find all the information that you need on any companies that we featured on KZN Future 50.